Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, 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 entrepreneur, champion, dreamers, doers all around the world and over 100 countries downloading the longest running motivational podcast on planet Earth. Happy Friday, February 6, 2015, TGIF, weekend's here, we can't go fast enough. Oh, what plans do you have tonight? That's what all the weak people say, right? I used to be that person. Hey. Both hands in the air, baby, but not anymore because every day is Saturday and it's going to be for you as well. Got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about how you can make money. You can have every day is Saturday using anything, any word, any phrase, any product, any service, anything. Can you get your damn head straight though? Can you stop hanging around the negative know-it-alls that are going nowhere in life? Can you stop looking to the for approval? You know that person, right? Everything's bad. It's not my fault. Don't even get me started, man. I've had such a challenging week when it comes to holding individuals accountable. I'll get into that down the road, man. I'm writing the book, One More Breath, due out in the springtime, about our journey of our miracle baby, Susan. God bless, 172 days. 172 days old, still in Cincinnati Children's Hospital, has a tracheotomy, He's got a tube now, that's how she breathes. Probably have that till she's maybe 2-3 years old, but don't worry about little baby girl Susan. She'll be playing around on the playground in kindergarten with all her friends. It's the short-term pain in the process. I want to give a shout-out to all the great doctors and nurses and medical staff at Children's and also at UC Medical, who were there for the very first day of our Susan's birth. Now, with that being said, there's a small group. There's always that small group of people, man. You got to hold accountable because not everybody's great. Not everybody believes in greatness. Not everybody wants to be held to a great standards. The whiners, the moaners, the bitchers, complainers, none of them want to be held accountable. I dealt with it when I managed people in the corporate world. That's why I got out of the corporate world. It's called running an adult daycare. Do you want to own an adult daycare? Oh, my God. If you want to own an adult daycare, there are plenty of opportunities for you. Go into any corporation because they're going to be anywhere from 25 to 55-year-old grown men and women, people who amazingly can go about their lives and still balance their checkbook, get to the grocery store, and put dinner on the table. But somehow, some way, they just cannot achieve excellence in what they do in their chosen career. And they're not going to look in the mirror. No. That's too easy to look in the mirror as the problem. They want to look to everybody else. The environment they work in, their boss, the customer, in this case, the patient, Sam Crowley. Oh, he's too mean. He wants me to actually do my job good. I know he doesn't want an A+. He'd be happy with a C-, but I can't get there. That's just asking too much. Look, grow up, get better, or get the hell out, okay? That's what it's like to have your big boy and big girl pants on in the everyday is Saturday environment. Look, we can all have photos of puppy dogs and kittens, and we can have clowns and balloons, and everybody's happy. But at some point in some time, you got to add value. You got to add value. And you know, it always feels better when you find the other bitchers and complainers in your life, and they tell you the same thing, how bad everything is. Makes you feel better, right, about yourself. How low can you go?
How low can you go?
Right? It's not how high can you fly. It's how low can you go, man? I can get lower than you. You think that's bad. I got this. Oh, they hold me accountable. They want me to do better. They don't pay me enough. I'm working too many hours. Shut up. 90% of the people don't care about your problems. The other 10%, I'm glad you got them, child. Are you with me? Are you feeling the everyday is Saturday gospel being preached today? Let me shift gears. All right, I got all fired up. I want to spend the next few minutes talking about you, your message, your dream. Boy, for an ex-stutter, I'm doing pretty good, right? I haven't fumbled and bumbled on a word yet, I don't believe. There's still time. I could go all Porky Pig on you at any moment, okay? Had a great coaching call with the great Dr. V, man. This guy is an awesome spirit. He's getting married in a couple of weeks. He's from the Western New York area, just like I am. And Dr. V is just an amazing person. Has his own chiropractic practice in the Washington, D.C. area. Moved out. Has an epic love story. You can just Google epic love story. I'm sure you'll find him on Facebook. He hired me to coach him last month. And, man, this guy is he's the funniest, wittiest guy. Like, I thought I was king of the comeback, and I can rattle something right back at you. This guy is so quick-witted. And it's weird because he's got a couple things working against him. He's a doctor, and he's from Harvard. You know, so you would think he would be this pompous ass with no personality. And he's not. He's actually an incredible guy with a beautiful bride, Maggie, to be. And he loves life, man. And he wants everybody to have fun. So we started coaching, and I have his permission to share this because I asked him last night if I could. I just want to talk about what we're doing, and I can't really give too much away because I don't want to give what our personal conversations are about. But here's the global perspective, okay? Dr. V is fun. He's funny, and he's got a great personality. And we had coached, and I encouraged him to get that out on YouTube in the form of video. Not this stuffed shirt, who you think other people want you to be, you know, type of video that we see. Look, the most viewed videos on YouTube is the English Bulldog skateboarding down the driveway or Lady Gaga, right? I mean, it's interesting. You want to have more views? You want to get more people that are paying attention to you? Get into the interesting business. So we came up with his brand, Dr. Fun. And there's a lot of things that you can play off in the word fun. The fun factor, like fear factor. What's your fun quotient? Your FQ. Careful, you don't say that. FU, because without the N, it's just FU. I mean, there's so many places this guy can go. And he's the perfect person to take this concept and just crush it. So look for him, Dr. Fun, on YouTube in the next 30 days. And that's what coaching is about. You know, that's short plug for the Sam Crowley coaching program. When you have somebody who's actually developed a brand, like every day is Saturday. It was just I was present at that moment in 2004 in November when my daughter Madeline asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? I mean, the girl was only 3 years old. She's 13. I literally just dropped her off in the eighth grade. I drive Madeline and Laura to school every morning. My wife takes Paigey to school and drops her off in the fourth grade. And Madeline, she's 13, man. This kid's 4 years away from graduating high school. And she turns 14 in March, just some less than 8 weeks away. And, less than a month away. I got to take her to the Ariana Grande concert. Me and my 13-year-old in Cleveland, March 5th. Say a prayer for me. But when you're working with someone who's developed a brand literally out of nothing, just the inspiration, the words of a 13-year-old or a 3-year-old girl at the time, and turned it into a global brand, this podcast that's 10 years old now, that's why you need a coach. That's why you and I should be working together. I don't know why we're not, okay? And it's not about money because you're never going to have the money. If you don't have the money now, you're never going to have the money. Don't say, you know, when I get more money, Sam, I'm going to hire you. I don't hear that. I just delete that email simply because you're never going to have the money. Just say this, Sam, it's not a priority right now in my life. And that's cool. That's an honest answer because you can get the money. Send me an email, put coaching in the subject line, sam@everydayissaturday.com, and let me build your brand for you as well. All you got to do is come with the enthusiasm, with the motivation, and something inspired. Like, I want to hear what you, if you had no job, you didn't have to go to this or that or go to a business, what would you do if you just, your slate was clean Monday morning? What would you do? Because me and Dr. Fun, baby, we are going to crush it. He, not me, but we together right now are having incredible mastermind sessions because he holds himself accountable. He does the homework. He goes and gets the inspiration, and he comes up with these fabulous ideas. Like, our problem right now, we have too many ideas. Like, we don't want to keep going down these different rabbit holes. We got to come up with one or two concrete ideas and use that as the platform to launch his $1 billion with a B platform, you know, because it's going to lead into, I mean, there's speaking engagements. Think about corporations and sales. Who wouldn't want to hire Dr. Fun to come in and inspire your sales force, to inspire your organization, to inspire your management team, to have more fun? I didn't know this. He told me fun is a learned behavior. You have to actually know learn how to have fun. It's all the more I work with clients, the more I'm fascinated by how many unbelievably talented people there are in the world, you know? And everybody's got an incredible message and a million-dollar brand they can begin building right now. I want to help you build yours, but you're not letting me! Send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. You can get on my calendar, samcrowleycalendar.com, for a 15-minute consult. We'll make it happen, baby! Hold yourself accountable. Don't be like all the other schmucks out there that want to dodge accountability. Stand up, man. The great ones want to be held accountable. The weak ones blame other people. Not you. That's not you. You want to make more money? Hold yourself to the highest standard. Add incredible amounts of value. The marketplace will gladly. Look, I'm like a pitcher here. I'm just throwing BBs right now, man. That's all this money coming at you. You want more money? Here it is. It's just throwing it right at you. But you got to hold yourself to a high standard. You got to be held accountable and hold yourself to that standard. And then add a tremendous amount of value. That's the secret sauce, baby. It's Sam Crowley. Hey, make sure your weekend doesn't go too fast. We'll see you right back here Monday, the fun day, on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.